Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at Sir Elton John.
Sir Elton.
Yes, he's knighted. He's a 1-3 manifesting generator. He's on the right angle cross of service in the quarter of initiation. He's second color, right fixed, a split definition. He's got this conscious 3420 that's split off from this electromagnetic 1858.
Indeed. Very busy being dissatisfied, I'd say. And, right angle cross of service. About organizing us and the details, and, the world isn't right and nothing is working and we have to get busy, I think would be his.
And his knighthood is actually for his charitable work.
Oh, I'll bet.
Okay, I mean, he has a CBE for obviously his music and, all of that, but that actually he's Sir Elton John because of all of the. He's made a lot of money for different organizations, particularly for his own, which is really focused on AIDS.
Oh yeah, no, Open G Center, so what role to play, looking for his place, looking for love, and I think very curious with that open solar plex, 37th gate, fifth line, love, and it's I also enjoyed the 18th gate and the 48th gate, that people are just incompetent idiots, and we're surrounded by incompetent idiots, and but I suppose we have to love them anyway.
Well, I think, frankly, a lot of the incompetence is he's focused on himself. I mean, he's really struggled with, alcohol, cocaine. He's been bulimic. So I think a lot of this dissatisfaction was really, especially as a 1-3, he's got
Yeah.
eight first lines, really focused on himself and, of not really being good
Right.
enough.
Right. Very self-absorbed. I think he has eight first lines in his chart, So very detail-oriented, I would say, really getting into the details of his bulimia or his addiction or something like that. And,
Well, he's this natural pianist. I mean, he started playing the piano when he was 3 years old, and by 11 he had a scholarship to the Royal Academy of Music, and by 15, he's playing weekend gigs at the pub. And by 17 he's got a band, and then he's here in the US, he's a backup for all of these American, soul and R&B, singers and bands. And so I mean, from the time that he's little, he has been busy, playing the piano. Just amazing all the music that he's made. I mean, he's played in Madison Square Garden on his 60th birthday. He was there for the 60th time. I mean,
No, talk about somebody who's into perfecting their talent. Perfect that 58, 18, 48, then he's got the 17, then he's got the 63, then he's got the 52. All in that channel of logic and mastery and mastering something and repetition and I think really design sun 58th gate third line. Vitality, electric vitality, but it's dependent on others for stimulation when it's in that detriment.
which I think is the most interesting part of his story, is that really he answered this ad in 1966, really as a musician, right? And Bernie Taupin at that point answered the same ad and gave them all of these lyrics. So the guy that got all of these lyrics gave them to Elton John, who then put them all to music. And this was actually, talk about bumping into this really lifelong partner. And they do this completely separately, right? I mean, they never are ever together doing this. They Bernie writes them and then, passes them off to Elton,
Well,
and
you would
he.
think, here he, I mean, each of them, here he is the 33rd gate twice, privacy. And, but, being apart and yet working together, it's that kind of,
Well, and he's a split definition. You know, there's not good time for Bernie, or I would have run his chart. But it's just interesting that he's always collaborating with other people. Right. I mean, he's had this band from the beginning. I mean, he is not a single performer at all. It's always these collaborations. And I think the older he's gotten, you know, the more interesting. I mean, he's done stuff with, you know, the hip hop people. And now his latest is that he's working with Leon Russell.
Right. No, he came to my mind a couple of months ago when he sang at Rush Limbaugh's wedding. I mean, talk about kind of polar opposites here. Elton John is gay and Rush Limbaugh hates gay people. And he sang at his wedding, and I think he got a lot of...
he got $1 million for it. I think he probably gave it to his charity,
I don't think
charity,
it's for
right?
money. I mean...
Oh, no, he gave it to his charity, right? It wasn't about the money.
But I think when he was asked about it, he said, you know, that's how people get together, not by demonizing each other, but by opening a dialogue, I think was his comment. And, you know, 55th Gate, first line, that in that open solar plex there, about cooperation and principled action and the spirit of something, which would be really present. But, you know, he has the 49th gate. What line is that? That's sixth line, which is about expanding the support of the revolution, you know, attraction and you know, kind of, I could actually see him infiltrating to, you know, get support from people that wouldn't normally support you. So it doesn't surprise me. Also, fifth gate, first line, that's South Node, you know, perseverance.
Well, yeah, I mean, and he has obviously, you know, persevered. But I mean, I think the thing that floored me is how much music this guy has made in his life. I mean, he just doesn't stop. Right. And that, you know, not that many years ago, his voice kind of changed and they did surgery. There were these, you know, polyps on his throat. And so, you know, obviously he has really worked his throat. Singing, you know. I mean, the last time I saw him was that special where he sang with Lady Gaga. I mean, talk about a pair, right? Uh-huh. It, you know, Elton John and all of this, he really grew up in a very, his father was very restrictive, wanted him to be a banker and all of that. And so, you know, he said that you know, the flamboyant costumes that he was really known for in the beginning was kind of to break away from all of that repression.
Well, you know, 45th Gate twice, you know, third line, exclusion. But, you know, the 18th gate, challenging authority. And then the 17th gate, that's his personality sun, which is openness. Mm-hmm. Open to many different opinions, and I would say many different kind of modalities or patterns.
Well, you know, part of it is around the sexuality, is that he came out as a bisexual. I mean, he's been married to a woman. And, you know, he's said that he thinks everyone's really bisexual, that we all have these, you know, tendencies. Now he's, you know, he's with a man and he's been, you know, with him for a number of years. But as he says himself, he is the most well-known homosexual probably on the planet. And really, yes, I mean, has done a service in that way to make it, you know, okay, to make it viable, to make it that you could even, you know, be rich, you know, have friends, everything. I mean, he's really broken through in that sense.
Yeah. No, I, you know, looking at it, 58th gate, fifth line, and that's in detriment, but it's about a good defense is a good offense, you know, and I think, what does he also have? The 48th gate, second line, degeneracy. You know, so I think dealing with charges of that, you know, he's a degenerate, he's this and that.
Well, I don't know. I mean, to me, the thing about the line of degeneracy is this business of really not, you know, letting the inferior elements, you know, rule for him. And I think that that's also part of, you know, all of this music that he's put out, that there has been this ever, you know, perfecting of that, really working with his music and trying obviously to hit a chord, I mean, because he's a popular musician,
right?
I mean, and he has been, you know, really from the beginning, really, you know, with what was going on. I mean, like working with the hip hop people and now with Leon Russell and, you know, always trying to, I think, improve, but at the same time, you know, being in tune with the world as it is right now.
Oh, yeah, 24th Gate, 4th Line, The Hermit, but it's about renewal in alone time, you know, withdrawal to renew yourself. And also at 63rd Gate, which is 6th Line, nostalgia, but it's about learning from the previous crisis and the previous struggle and leaving old doubts behind. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that happened then, but we're moving on because, you know, it's very much about the future, the 58, 18, 40, you know.
Well,
there's a lot of that logic about improving the pattern and perfecting the world and getting it better. And I would say as a 1-3-2, you know, he's probably very pessimistic about the whole,
well,
you know.
Well, I think that's undoubtedly been part of his challenge, is to just, you know, to really overcome his own dissatisfaction of himself. I mean, this is the challenge for, I think, most logical people, is that this energy is for the bigger picture. It's not for themselves. It's not for their partner. And I think that's the source of, you know, his difficulty with the bulimia and with the addiction.
Right.
And having, you know, over time, and obviously survived all of that, he did OD at one point, but obviously he survived it, is to really, you know, come to accept himself.
Oh yeah, and using his past experience as inspiration and to be of service to others.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Teresa, just not enough time.
Nope.
So say good night, Teresa.
Good night, Teresa.